countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Get Irish Country Living, your magazine for rural Ireland, every week inside the Irish Farmers Journal.
But first, it's Thursday afternoon and it's lashing rain.
What a day.
And I'm walking through a field with a young farmer in County Cavan.
And the sheep will soon have to be shorn.
Yeah, that'll be another thing on the agenda. And yesterday was so nice.
So yeah. Before we get started, how do you pronounce your second name?
It's Oro Fiamma.
This is Luna Oro Fiamma, a cattle and sheep farmer in Butler's Bridge, County Cavan.
I am, yes. So I have 8 cows and 8 calves here, and I also have 35 Suffolk ewes summer grazing in land that's half an hour down the road.
Last weekend, the 27-year-old took up her position as the new North West Vice President of the young farmers' organisation, Mochra na Foirme.
So I suppose I grew up on a farm initially, so we had dairy cows, we had pigs and we had hens as well. So it was only a very, very small farm, and I suppose I got an interest from farming there when I was younger. I used to help my grandfather out, and I suppose initially it's not really a thing for women to go into farming, so it was a very big decision for me to actually want to go ahead and pursue it in the future. So I knew at a very young age that I wanted to go to an ag college, I wanted to get more knowledge into the farming industry. And then obviously I met a cabin man, and I started farming sheep in 2017, and then obviously 2 years ago I started off with cattle as well. So I'm kind of just building a business from here, and obviously taking on the role as Northwest Vice President with Mochra as well as my full-time job, so I'm balancing it all at the same time.
So you got a taste for it back in Italy, which is where your dad is from.
Yeah, Dad's actually from a little village called Casalvieri. It'd be an hour and a half from Rome, so it'd be bang on in the centre of Italy.
And is it still in the family back home?
No, my mum and dad sold on the farm, so now that we're living over here, we don't have the farm anymore. So I suppose that is a bit of a disappointment, but I suppose mum and dad didn't want to continue with the farm, and then that's why I'm building one up over here. So I've been farming here in Butler's Bridge since last year, but I started off farming in Swad in 2017. So I was leasing 30 acres up there, and now I'm leasing 30 acres here in Butler's Bridge.
God, you're very much a local when you're calling Swanland Bar Swad.
Oh, I know. So you have to take up the local lingo when you're living there.
Yeah,
this is not Luna's first time in Countrywide. She spoke to us in 2018 after winning the FBD Young Sheep Farmer of the Year competition.
Whenever I was back from school, or whenever I woke up in the morning, I'd go and I'd help my grandfather make cottage cheese at the back of the house, and we'd also make Parma ham, leave it drying out there for a couple of months in one of the sheds, and we used to sell the local produce to the local community, so we were supporting the local community.
Do you have a plan now going forward in terms of how you're going to develop this farm over the next 5 to 10 years, or is it difficult in the current climate to plan ahead?
I suppose the biggest thing with farming would be your land availability. So you can have your plan in your head, and my plan would be to extend the farm to milk ewes in the future, but it is all down to when the land becomes available to actually purchase it, because you need that land to build your parlour and have your land around the parlour to make it easy accessible for milking ewes, and that's the difficult part of extending your farming business.
Mm. But what about the policy changes that are coming down the road? Like, I'm sure you're well aware of the way farmers and environmentalists are fighting. It's quite unseemly. What's your take on all of that?
Well, I suppose, you know, you have your environmental policies coming in, and you have to look for ways to become more green and more environmentally friendly. So I suppose myself, like, I'm looking towards introducing, and I have introduced in the past few months, I'm working on antibiotic-free farming. So looking at natural remedies as opposed to non-natural ones. So like using your parasite for your fluke and your worms, and using your bioactin for, you know, your scouring your calves. So it's really looking towards introducing more and more of natural remedies, because obviously, you know, we have people who are becoming vegan and vegetarian, or maybe they're just refusing to have red meat or meat in general, and they're afraid of maybe cancers being present in the meat, and introducing natural remedies. You know, I'm really hoping that in the future that's really going to encourage more people to consume meat than what we have at the moment.
What are the other challenges facing young farmers, and indeed your members who are not farmers, young people in rural Ireland?
I suppose the biggest thing at the moment, especially with COVID, would be mental health. You know, we have our farmers and our members that are sitting at home on a Zoom call, and it's very hard for them to actually interact with people when it's through a screen. And even in the wider farming industry, you know, farming can be a very lonely job, especially for younger people. And now that they, you know, didn't really have many outlets to go to, you know, the markets were closed, you know, you couldn't really go into the factory, so you couldn't interact with many people. And farming can be very lonely, and that is the biggest challenge, is the mental health aspect of it. And it really is, when you're going into farming, you need to be aware of this, you need to be resilient towards it, because you need to understand that every day is not going to be the same, and you need to really reach out for help, especially now, because your mental health is most important.
Do you find it a lonely business at times?
I suppose I do. Like, there would be times when I would spend an awful lot of hours on my own, but I do have my full-time job. You know, I'm doing a PhD as well, so I have the college interaction and the mocker interaction. So most of the time for myself, and I'm lucky that I do have a daily interaction, whereas full-time farmers wouldn't have that as much as I do.
Mocker's membership is 10,000 17 to 35-year-olds, and it's the only farm organisation that has had a female president, Catherine Buckley, back in 2007. And the three new vice presidents elected for the next 2 years are women, alongside the national president, John Keane, from Tipperary.
I suppose if people see more female participation at a higher level within organisations, especially like Mocra and other farming organisations, it might encourage more female participation in the farming industry as well. And it might encourage more female entrants into farming.
Well, the very best of luck to you over the next couple of years in your position with Mark and a farm. And thanks a million for chatting to us, and the best of luck with the farming.
Thank you very much.
That was Luna Orafiama, cattle and sheep farmer and new vice president of Machrana Ferma.